Vaikunthat Janita Vara Madhuri Tatra Api Rasa Utsavat Vrinda Aranyam Udara Pani Ramanat Tatra Api Govardhana Radha Kundam Iha Api Gokula Pate Prema Amrita Aplavanat Kuryat Asya Virajata Giritate Sevam Viveki Na Ka. Vaikuntha Janito Vara Madhupuri Tatra Pirasotsavat Vrindaranyamudara Pani Ramanat Tatrapi Govardhana Radha Kundam Ihapi Gokulapate
Radha Kundam Ihapi Gokulapate
Prema Mrita Plavanat Kuryad Asya Virajato Giritate Sevam Viveki Naka
Sevam Viveki Naka
Vaikunthat
Vaikunthat
Then Vaikuntha
Then Vaikuntha
The spiritual world
Janita
Janita
Because of birth
Vara
Vara
Better
Madhupuri
The transcendental city known as Mathura. Tatra Api.
Superior to that.
Rasa Utsavat.
Because of the performance of the Rasa Lila.
Vrinda Aranyam.
The forest of Vrindavan.
Udara Pani
of Lord Krishna.
Ramanat
because of various kinds of loving pastimes.
Tatra Api
superior to that.
Govardhana.
Govardhan Hill.
Radha Kundam.
The place known as Radha Kunda.
Iha Api.
Superior to this.
Gokula Pate.
Of Krishna.
The master of Gokul.
Prema Amrita.
With the nectar of divine love.
Aplavanat.
Because of being overflooded.
Kuryat.
Would do.
Asya.
Of this.
Radha Kunda.
Virajata.
Virajata.
Situated.
Situated.
Giritate.
Giritate.
At the foot of Govardhan Hill.
At the foot of Govardhan Hill.
Sevam.
Sevam.
Service.
Service.
Viveki.
Viveki.
Who is intelligent.
Who is intelligent.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Not.
Ka.
Ka.
Who.
Who.
Translation. The holy place known as Mathura is spiritually superior to Vaikuntha, the transcendental world, because the Lord appeared there. Superior to Mathura Puri is the transcendental forest of Vrindavan, because of Krishna's Rasa Lila pastimes. And superior to the forest of Vrindavan is Govardhan Hill, for it was raised by the divine hand of Sri Krishna and was the site of his various loving pastimes. And above all, the super excellent Sri Radha Kund stands supreme, for it is over flooded with the ambrosial nectarian prema of the Lord of Gokul, Sri Krishna. Where then is that intelligent person who is unwilling to serve this divine Radha Kund, which is situated at the foot of Govardhan Hill? In Lord Chaitanya's instructions to Srila Rupa Goswami, Lord Chaitanya states that Goloka Vrindavan is the topmost planet in the spiritual sky. What is the meaning of topmost planet or highest planet? Everything in the spiritual world is absolute. Everything is composed of the Lord's spiritual energy. So what is the meaning of higher or lower? Krishna's pleasure comes from reciprocating in loving exchanges with devotees. And the actual experience or the actual mellow is called rasa. So, in Vaikuntha, rasa can be either shantaras or dasyaras, or the lower part of sakyaras, which is called gaurava sakyaras. Sakyaras with reverence. But in the planet of Krishna, there is also Vishramba Sakyaras, Sakyaras with equality, and Vatsalyaras, and ultimately Madhurya Ras. So a place is considered higher or lower in terms of Ras. So here, Vaikuntha Janito Vara Madhupuri. Mathura is superior to Vaikuntha because in Mathura, Lord Krishna takes birth. In other words, in Mathura, there is Vatsalya Ras. In Vaikuntha, there's no pastime of birth, and there's no mellow of paternal affection. But Vrindavan is considered higher than Mathura because in Vrindavan there is the rasa dance. And the rasa dance is in Madhurya rasa, which is higher than even Vatsalya rasa. Govardhan is considered still higher because the pastimes of Madhurya Ras at Govardhan are higher than in Vrindavan. And highest of all is Radha Kund, because the rasa experienced at Radha Kund is the highest. In the material world, the devotee can develop up to the stage of prema. After the stage of prema, he will take birth on the planet where Krishna's pastimes are being manifest in one of the universes. And there he will increase his development of love. Just as there are so many stages, Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Ashakti, Bhav, and Prema. So, Prema also has further stages of development. But such development is not possible in the material world, in the physical body. One has to take birth on the planet within the material universes where the pastimes of Krishna are being manifest. And there, taking birth with a spiritual body, one can develop the higher stages of prema. After prema comes sneha, which means affection. Then mana, then pranaya, which, and then rag. We've already discussed rag. Now, in order to enter even dasya ras in vraja, one has to have rag. To enter Shantaras, one can have simple prema. And to serve Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha, one may have prema and sneha. But to enter even Dasyaras in Vraja, one has to have rag. When rag becomes still more highly developed, it becomes anurag. And when one has anurag, he can enter sakyaras in vraja or vatsalyaras in vraja. And some very intimate friends of Krishna, Priyanarma Sakas, like Subal, they can touch something even higher than Anurag, which is called Bhav, because they have some access to Madhurya Ras. And then after Bhav comes Mahabhav. And when one develops Mahabhav, he can enter Madhurya Ras with Krishna in Vrindavan. So the Ras Lila in Vrindavan is enacted on the platform of Mahabhava. But in the Rasotsav, in the festival of the Rasa dance, when Krishna played on his flute at Vansivat on Sarat Purnima, all the gopis of Vraja came. There are so many different categories of gopis also. And all categories of gopis came for the Rasotsav in Vrindavan. Therefore, Srimati Radharani became a little angry that Krishna should have been enjoying the Rasa dance with her, but he was enjoying with so many gopis of so many categories. So in order to pacify Srimati Radharani, Lord Krishna left the Rasa dance with Srimati Radharani, and thus the Rasa dance ended. And you know the story from the Krishna book or Srimad Bhagavatam. But when Krishna has the Rasa dance at Govardhan, he doesn't invite so many gopis of so many categories. And therefore, the Rasa dance at Govardhan is considered higher than the Rasa dance in Vrindavan. And at the Rasa dance in Govardhan, Srimati Radharani leaves the Rasa dance. At Vrindavan, Krishna and Radha leave together. But at Govardhan, Srimati Radharani leaves the Rasa dance, and Krishna follows her. So the exalted position of Srimati Radharani is made more clear at Govardhan. In fact, when Lord Krishna cannot find Srimati Radharani after she leaves, he becomes completely upset. So when Ramananda Rai was discussing with Lord Chaitanya what is the highest perfection of life, they discussed so many different levels of perfection, beginning with following Varnashram Dharma and so on. Then finally they came to bhakti. Then after sadhana bhakti they came to bhakti ras. Then shantaras, dasyaras, Sakyaras, Vatsalyaras, and finally Madhuryaras. And after discussing Madhuryaras, Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda Rai to go further. And finally Ramananda Rai came to the love of Srimati Radharani for Krishna. And he cited the instance of the Rasa dance at Govardhan, that in spite of the presence of so many other gopis, Krishna could not enjoy the Rasa dance when Srimati Radharani left it, and therefore he went searching for her. So So you can read the whole progression sometime. But we will start with principal rasas. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda
Madhya Lila Chapter 6, Text 73. Bhavantam evanu charan nirantara prashanta nishesha manoratantara kadaham aikantika nitya kinkara praharshayishyama yami sanatha jivitam. By serving you constantly, one is freed from all material desires and is completely pacified. When shall we engage as your permanent eternal servants and always feel joyful to have such a perfect master? Purport. This is a statement made by the great saintly devotee Yamunacharya in his Stotra Ratna 43. Prabhu kahe ekohaya kichu age ara Raya kahe sakya prema sarva sadhya sara. Hearing this from Ramananda Rai, the Lord again requested him to go further. Ramananda Rai replied, loving service to Krishna rendered in fraternity is the highest perfection. Itam satam brahma sukhanubhutya Tasyam gatanam paradaivatena Maya shritanam naradarakena Sardam vijaru kritapunyapunja. Those who are engaged in self-realization, appreciating the Brahman effulgence of the Lord, and those engaged in devotional service, accepting the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Master, as well as those who are under the clutches of Maya, thinking the Lord an ordinary person, cannot understand that certain exalted personalities, after accumulating volumes of pious activities, are now playing with the Lord in friendship as cowherd boys. So, sometimes Krishna will place games and have sports with his cowherd boy friends. And sometimes, if Krishna loses the contest, he has to carry the cowherd boy who won on his shoulders. So, in Shantaras, there's two characteristics in Shantaras. Complete attachment to Krishna and complete detachment from Maya. And in Dasyaras, service is added. And in Sakyaras, confidence is added. The cowherd boys are confident that they are on the same level as Krishna. They are confident that if they joke with Krishna, fight with Krishna, climb on the shoulders of Krishna, there is no offense. They have complete confidence, and therefore they can act with complete intimacy with Krishna. Prabhu kahe eho uttama age kaha ara raya kahe vatsalya prema sarva sadya sara. The Lord said, this statement is very good, but please go further. Ramananda Rai then replied, loving service to the Lord in the parental relationship is the highest perfectional stage. Nandakim akarod brahman shreya evam mahodayam yashodava mahabhaga papoyasya stanam hari. O Brahman, what pious activities did Nanda Maharaj perform by which he received the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna as his son? And what pious activities did Mother Yashoda perform that made the Absolute Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna call her mother and suck her breasts? Nenam virincho nabhavo nashir apyanga samshaya prasadam lebire gopi yattat prapa vimuktidat. The favor Mother Yashoda obtained from Sri Krishna, the bestower of liberation, was never obtained even by Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva, nor even by the goddess of fortune, who always remains on the chest of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu. Purport. This is a statement from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.9.20. Krishna agreed to be bound by Mother Yashoda after she had given up trying to bind Krishna with ropes. Even the goddess of fortune cannot bind the personality of Godhead like Yashoda. Prabhu kahe eho uttama age kaha ara raya kahe kanta prema sarva sadya sara. The Lord said, your statements are certainly getting better and better, one after the other. But surpassing all of them is another transcendental mellow, and you can speak of that as the most sublime. Ramananda Rai then replied, conjugal attachment for Krishna is the topmost position in love of Godhead. So, although there is confidence in sakya rasa, something more is added in vatsalya rasa, and that is the conception of being the protector and maintainer of Krishna. The idea that Krishna is dependent on me. I must protect and maintain Krishna. And to vatsalya rasa, something more is added in madhurya rasa, and that is giving one's whole body for the service of Krishna. Nayam striyonu Naga udnita rate prasada svayoshitam nalina gandarucham kutonya rasot savesya bujadanda grihita kanta labdasisam yugadraja sundarinam. When Lord Sri Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the Rasa Lila, the gopis were embraced by the arms of the Lord. This transcendental favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune or the other consorts in the spiritual world. Indeed, never was such a thing even imagined by the most beautiful girls in the heavenly planets, whose bodily luster and aroma resemble the lotus flower. And what to speak of worldly women who are very beautiful according to the material estimation? Purport. This verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:47-60 was spoken by Uddhava when he visited Sri Vrindavan to deliver a message from Krishna to the gopis. Uddhava remained in Vrindavan to observe the movements of the gopis there. When he saw the ecstatic love for Krishna in separation manifested by the gopis, he appreciated their supreme love and therefore expressed his feelings in this verse. He admitted that the fortune of the gopis could not be compared even to the fortune of the goddess of fortune, to say nothing of the beautiful girls in the heavenly planets. Tasam avirabuch chori smayamana mukambuja pitambara darasragvi sakshan manmata manmataha. Suddenly, due to the gopis' feelings of separation, Lord Krishna appeared among them dressed in yellow garments and wearing a flower garland. His lotus face was smiling, and he was directly attracting the mind of Cupid. Purport. This verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:32-2. When the rasa dance was going on, Krishna suddenly disappeared, and the gopis became so overwhelmed due to his separation and their intense love for him that Krishna was obliged to appear again. So after Krishna left the rasa dance with Srimati Radharani, for some special reasons, he left Srimati Radharani also. And then Srimati Radharani and all the gopis cried in the mood of separation for Krishna. And they sang the songs of the gopis, or Gopi Geet. And the songs of the gopis melted the heart of Krishna, and Krishna was forced to come out of his hiding place and appear before the gopis again. And Ramananda Rai has cited the verse about Krishna's appearing before the gopis to show the super excellent position of the gopis' love for Krishna. Then Ramananda Rai explains that whatever relationship a particular devotee has with Krishna, he is completely satisfied. Well, I'll read it. Text 82. Krishna praptira upaya bahu vidahaya Krishna prapti taratamya bahuta achaya. There are various means and processes by which one may attain the favor of Lord Krishna. All those transcendental processes will be studied from the viewpoint of comparative importance. Kintuyanya ye rasa se sarvotama tatastahana vicharile ache taratama. It is true that whatever relationship a particular devotee has with the Lord is the best for him. Still, when we study all the different methods from a neutral position, we can understand that there are higher and lower degrees of love. Then Ramananda Rai quotes some more verses about the gopis' love for Krishna. Krishnera pratigyadrida sarvakale ache ye ache bhaje Krishna tare bhaje tache. Lord Krishna has made a firm promise for all time. If one renders service unto him, Krishna correspondingly gives him an equal amount of success in devotional service. Yayatamam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham mamavart manuvartante manusya parthasarvashaha. What is the meaning? Yes. All of them, as they surrender unto me, I reward accordingly. Bhagavad Gita 4:11. E preme ra anurupa na pare bhajite ata eva rinihaya kahe bhagavate. In Srimad Bhagavatam 10:32-22, it is said that Lord Krishna cannot proportionately reciprocate devotional service in Madhurya Rasa. Therefore, he always remains a debtor to such devotees. So in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that as one surrenders unto him, he will reward them accordingly. But the love of the gopis have forced Krishna to break his promise. And Krishna admits to the gopis he cannot repay them for their pure devotional service to him. And he always remains a debtor to them. For example, I promise you that whatever you give me, I will reward you accordingly. But if you give me something which is greater in value than I have to pay you, then I'm in debt to you because I haven't paid the full value of what you gave me. So Krishna says that he cannot repay the gopis, and therefore he remains in debt to them. Desire does not necessarily indicate one's constitutional position. Of course, in the material realm, we desire many things that are not in accordance with our constitutional position. But even in the spiritual realm, one may desire something which one cannot achieve. And we will read later tomorrow that Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, desired to enjoy the rasa dance with Krishna, but she could not. But if we desire to serve Krishna in a particular way, it could indicate our constitutional position. And as we discussed the other day, and as we've discussed again today, all the elements of the other rasas are in Madhurya Rasa. And if we follow the process given to us by Lord Chaitanya, by Srila Prabhupada, which directs us ultimately towards Madhurya Rasa, then if our constitutional position is to serve Krishna in another rasa, we will realize it. We won't lose anything or miss anything. So this is what Krishna tells the gopis. Na parayeham niravadyasam yujam swasadukrityam vibhudayusapiva yama bhajandur jayageha shrinkala samvrischetadva pratiyatu saduna. When the gopis were overwhelmed with separation due to Krishna's absence from the rasa dance, Krishna returned to them and told them, "My dear gopis, our meeting is certainly free from all material contamination. I must admit that in many lives it would be impossible for me to repay my debt to you, because you have cut off the bondage of family life just to search for me. So I am unable to repay you. Therefore, please be satisfied with your own honest activities in this regard." But Lord Chaitanya's mind is so greedy that he's still not satisfied. He still wants more from Rai Ramananda. Prabhu kahi e sadyavadi sunishtaya kripakari kaha yadi age kichu kaya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "This is certainly the limit of perfection, but please be merciful to me and speak more if there is more." Raya kahe ihara age puchehena jane, etadina nahi jane achaye bhuvane. Ramananda Rai replied, "Until this day I did not know anyone within this material world who could inquire beyond this perfectional stage of devotional service. Inhara madhye radhara prema sadya siromani, yanhara mahima sarva shastrete vekhani." Among the loving affairs of the gopis, Ramananda Rai continued, the love of Srimati Radharani for Sri Krishna is topmost. Indeed, the glories of Srimati Radharani are highly estimated in all revealed scriptures. Yata radha priya vishnos tasya kundam priyam tata sarva gopi shusai vaika vishnor atyanta vallabha. Just as Srimati Radharani is most dear to Sri Krishna, her bathing place known as Radha Kund is also dear to him. Among all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is supermost and very dear to Lord Krishna. Purport. This verse is from the Padma Purana and is included in the Lagu Bhagavatamrita 245 by Srila Rupa Goswami. Anayaradito nunam Bhagavan Harir Ishwara Yanno Vihaya Govinda Pritoyam Anayadraha. When the gopis began to talk among themselves, they said, "Dear friends, the gopi who has been taken away by Krishna to a secluded place must have worshipped the Lord more than anyone else." Purport. The name Radha is derived from this verse, Srimad Bhagavatam 10.30.28, from the word Anayaradita, meaning by her Krishna is worshipped. Here the gopis are not saying that Srimati Radharani worshipped Krishna better than them, and therefore Krishna took her away. But they're saying that Srimati Radharani worshipped the Lord better, because they don't see Krishna as the Lord. And because of her worship of the Lord blessed her with Krishna. Prabhu kahe aga kaha shunite paisuke apurvamrita nadi vahe tomara muke. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Please speak on. I'm very happy to hear you because a river of unprecedented nectar is flowing from your mouth." Then, so the previous verse was quoted from the Rasa Dance in Vrindavan, where Krishna left the Rasa Dance with Radharani. So certainly Krishna established the preeminent position of Srimati Radharani in the Vrindavan Rasa. But how Krishna comes under the control of Srimati Radharani's love was not shown until the springtime Rasa at Govardhan. And therefore Govardhan is considered superior to Vrindavan. Raya kahe tabishuna premera mahima, tri jagate radha premera nahika upama. Ramananda Rai continued, please hear from me about the glories of Srimati Radharani's loving affairs. They are beyond compare within the three worlds. Gopi ganera rasa nitya mandali chadiya, radha chahi vane pire vilapa kariya. Finding herself treated equally with the other gopis, Srimati Radharani displayed her tricky behavior and left the circle of the rasa dance. Missing Srimati Radharani's presence, Krishna became very unhappy and began to lament and wander throughout the forest to search for her. In Vrindavan, he left the rasa dance with her. But in Govardhan, he's lamenting and wandering around the forest, mad, looking for Radharani. Kam sarir api sangsara vasana badashinkalam radham adaya hridaye tatyaja vrajasundari. Lord Krishna, the enemy of Kamsa, took Srimati Radharani within his heart, for he desired to dance with her. Thus he left the area of the rasa dance and the company of all the other beautiful damsels of Raja. Itas tatastam anushritya radhikam anangavana vranakina manasa kritanutapa sakalinda nandini tatanta kunje vishasada madhava. Being afflicted by the arrow of Cupid and unhappily regretting his mistreating Radharani, Madhava, Lord Krishna, began to search for Srimati Radharani. When he failed to find her, he entered the bushes and began to lament. Purport. These two verses are from the Gita Govinda, 3, 1, and 2, written by Jayadev Goswami. Now, the glories of Radha Kund are so exalted, the position of Radha Kund is so exalted, that only Srimati Radharani and her group of gopi friends are allowed there. In Vrindavan, all categories of gopis were allowed to join the rasa dance. But at Govardhan, only the most exalted gopis were allowed to join. But at Govardhan, Krishna also meets Chandravali and other gopis outside Srimati Radharani's camp. But at Radha Kund, only Srimati Radharani and her specific girlfriends are allowed. No other gopis even. Not even Chandravali, not Nanda Maharaj, not Yashoda. No one is allowed at Radha Kund except Krishna and Srimati Radharani and her gopi friends. And some of Krishna's special friends like Subal are allowed, but at some distance beyond Shamakund. And therefore the ras at Radha Kund is the highest. And therefore Radha Kund is considered the topmost of all holy places. We came up to Mahabhav in our discussion of the development of prema. But even in Mahabhav, there are higher and higher developments. There is Ruda Mahabhav and Adi Ruda Mahabhav. And in Adi Ruda Mahabhav, there is Madan and Mohan and Modan. And the highest Modan Mahabhav is only experienced by Srimati Radharani. Nobody else can experience the highest level of Mahabhav. And if Srimati Radharani wishes, she can allow her girlfriends also to experience the same thing. But outside of the group of Srimati Radharani, nobody else can experience it. And therefore, Radha Kund, which is reserved exclusively for Srimati Radharani and her girlfriends and Krishna, is the highest place of all. Yes.
All the time on one planet is exhibiting its pastimes on one material planet. So, right? So far.
There are so many universes in the material cosmic manifestation. And in one universe, after another, Krishna manifests his pastimes. So there's always one universe in which Krishna is manifesting his pastimes. When you get to the end of the book, you'll see that our goal is to develop an eternal form of a gopi maidservant of Srimati Radharani and serve her at Radha Kund.
Because I read in the even our Muni cannot enter Radha Kund.
True.
What did I enter yesterday then?
In our stage, we also may not be able to enter the eternal Radha Kund as it is manifest to and experienced by pure devotees in Madhurya Rasa. We will discuss that. It's a good question. We will discuss it. The body will have to be Satchidananda because the physical body, even when it becomes fully engaged in the service of the Lord and surcharged with spiritual energy, cannot bear the weight of the ecstasy and symptoms of ecstasy in the stages beyond prema. Like you read in Chaitanya Charitamrita about the ecstatic symptoms of Lord Chaitanya, how his limbs would come out of his joints, he would become so long, or his limbs would go inside of his body and he would look like a tortoise. And so many things, blood coming out of his pores. So, in a physical body, even if it's fully engaged in the service of the Lord and spiritualized, we cannot bear such ecstasy. It's too much for the body to contain. So that's why we can only go up to prema in the physical body. Anything beyond prema requires a spiritual body. And to enter the service of Krishna, one has to go beyond prema to enter the service of Krishna in Raja. Even to do preliminary services, one has to at least come to sneha, which is the stage after prema. But there may be so many people in Vraja or around Vraja who do not serve Krishna. So many demons came to Vraja. They didn't have higher developments of love of God, and they didn't
have to have spiritual bodies. There's so many, like, people who don't serve Krishna. But to serve Krishna, to enter the pastimes of Krishna, one has to have more than prema. And therefore he needs a spiritual body.
In regards to this question, we discussed the six of Swamis, but we tried to figure this out in the Roman class.
Yeah, they had spiritual bodies. What they did cannot be done by anyone in a material body. They're eternal associates of Krishna and eternal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But they appear to get sick and everything as their pastimes. Even Krishna appeared to get sick. Sometimes he appeared to lament, and sometimes he appeared to give up his body. It's to give the impression of being human. The forms of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami are also eternal. Yes?
Maharaj, what is the rasa between Lakshmi and Narayana?
It is basically Dasya Rasa. Lakshmi conceives of herself as the servant of Lord Narayana. It's not pure Madhurya, no.
But there is some Madhurya?
There is some Madhurya.
So there is some Madhurya in Vaikuntha.
Yeah. But nobody is in that position in Vaikuntha except Lakshmi. In other words, nobody can go to Vaikuntha and attain a similar position as Lakshmi. Anyone who goes to Vaikuntha will be a servant only. There's only one Lakshmi in Vaikuntha, but there are millions and billions of gopis in Vrindavan.
But each planet is predominated by over by a different Narayan form. And there's another Lakshmi. Is that the same Lakshmi?
The same Narayan and the same Lakshmi.
Everywhere, on all the planets.
Yeah, like Shalagram Shila, is there one?
They're
all different manifestations of the same person, of the same entity. Probably tomorrow when we discuss how to live at Radha Kund and render service at Radha Kund, we'll discuss how once one has to come to the stage of bhava, bhakti, really. And in the stage of bhava bhakti, one's body becomes completely spiritualized. When one's body is spiritualized, one can, if Krishna wants, like in the case of Dhruva Maharaj, one can go to the spiritual world directly. But again, for the sake of appearances, Krishna may wish that the devotee leaves his body and Raja Bhakti, one has to take birth on the planet of Krishna's pastimes in the material universe.
Now, Sanatana Goswami gives the impression that the whole thing is happening in one lifetime, very quickly. But actually it's taking place over a period of thousands and millions of years. So the impression that everything was happening in the same body may not be justified. But the change of body is not—it's not so relevant. It's not so relevant. Is it mentioned that he changed his dress? Is it mentioned in Brihad Bhagavatamrita that he changed his clothes? So from the spiritual point of view, changing the body and changing the dress are the same. It's not considered a very important event. But we cannot say that over so many thousands and millions of years, living on so many different planets and so many different atmospheres, that he never changed his body. It's not mentioned, but we can't conclude that he never changed his body. But even if he didn't change his body, no problem. No problem. Even if he didn't change his body, there's no problem. And if he changed it, there's no problem. In Narlila, Radha and Krishna are playing like ordinary boy and girl. And in a relationship between equals, sometimes one will feel separation from the other, and at other times the other will feel separation from the first. So, but ultimately, both in Vrindavan and at Govardhan, Srimati Radharani's love conquered Krishna. Because although Krishna left Srimati Radharani and the other gopis and hid himself, in the end, when he heard the songs of the gopis in separation, he was forced to come out of hiding and appear before them again. And when they questioned him as to how he dealt with them, in the end he had to admit that he could not repay his debt to them, that they had defeated him. So in both places Krishna was ultimately defeated. But at Govardhan he was defeated earlier. And he was trounced more soundly. Not trounced more soundly. Reason?
You said a special reason, but you didn't explain.
Oh, yes. Well, Krishna wanted to enjoy Maharas in Vrindavan. And in Maharas, all categories of gopis join. So, at first, when Krishna was dancing with the gopis, each gopi thought that Krishna was dancing alone with her. So each gopi thought that she is the most fortunate woman in the whole universe. The gopis could not see that Krishna was present with the others, except Srimati Radharani. She saw that Krishna was with every other gopi except her. So she became angry. That is called man. And the other gopis considered themselves the most fortunate women in the whole universe. That is called Saubhagyamad. So Sukadeva Goswami explains that to remove the man of Srimati Radharani and to remove the Saubhagyamad of the other gopis, Krishna left the Rasa dance with Srimati Radharani. But when Krishna disappeared into the forest with Srimati Radharani, all the other gopis were looking. The ones who were special friends of Srimati Radharani were looking for her and Krishna. And the other gopis were looking especially for Krishna. And ultimately Krishna wanted to have the rasa dance with all the gopis, And he also wanted to manifest the super excellent position of Srimati Radharani. So Krishna thought that if the other gopis find me with Srimati Radharani, they will be angry at me, and they will be envious of Srimati Radharani, and there will be no rasa dance. Everything will be spoiled. So he thought that if he leaves Srimati Radharani, when the other gopis find her lamenting in separation, instead of being envious of her, they will become sympathetic to her. And then all together they will look for Krishna. And then in the end, when Krishna came to them, they were able to have the rasa dance all together. But at the same time, because of Srimati Radharani's extreme feelings of separation from Krishna, she was lamenting more than any other gopi, they could also realize her super excellent position. But if they saw her super excellent position as the only beloved with Krishna, they would have been envious. But when they saw her, that her misery is more extreme than theirs, they felt sympathy. So Krishna made all these calculations. There are other also even more subtle considerations, but Krishna made all these calculations, so he left her. The other thing is that, so many different gopis have so many different moods, but there are two main divisions. One is called left wing and the other is called right wing. So the left wing mood is to be contrary to Krishna, and the right wing mood is to be agreeable to Krishna. The left wing mood is to be contrary to Krishna. And the right wing mood is to be agreeable to Krishna. Understand? So according to the science of Rus, when one party is agreeable and the other party is contrary, then the rasa goes higher. Understand? If both parties are contrary, then there's no rasa. And if both parties are agreeable, there's rasa, but it's not so high. It will be like Krishna and the queens at Dwarka. So Radharani is usually contrary, and Krishna likes it more when the gopis are contrary. And he likes actually to chase after the gopis and serve them. So when Srimati Radharani told Krishna that now you can take me wherever you like. You read in the Krishna book or in the Bhagavatam? After Krishna left the rasa dance with Radharani, they went deeper and deeper in the forest. And finally, Srimati Radharani said that, now I'm tired, you can carry me on your shoulders and take me wherever you like. So Radharani's statement, you can take me wherever you like, is not contrary. She should not be so agreeable to Krishna. So Krishna thought that Radharani has given up her normal mood of contrariness. And if she's agreeable and if I'm agreeable, then Rus will go down. So since she's become agreeable, I should become contrary, and I should leave her. And then Rus will go up. All right, that's enough. Hare Krishna. Shri Shri Radha Shama Sundar Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.